Nice enough to be joined now by Irish War Cries trainer Graham Motion. Of course, Graham won the Kentucky Derby back in 2011 with Animal Kingdom. And he had one of the favorites this year with Kentucky in the Kentucky Derby with Irish War Cry. He disappointed that day, but came back to run a bang-up second in the Belmont Stakes. He's the 5-2 morning line favorite in the Haskell Invitational this Sunday. Graham, thanks for taking some time out of your day here for Express Bet Radio. Welcome to the show.
Not at all. Thanks for having me.
Busy weekend for you. Of course, the focus for the three-year-olds, in any case, down up at Saratoga for the Jim Dandy. You're sitting that one out, but you got one in the Haskell, and you got the morning line favorite, Irish War Cry. It's been a up and down year for this 3-year-old son of Curlin. Thankfully, though, the highs have outnumbered the lows.
Yeah, definitely. And I mean, I wish I could put a finger on why he ran those two disappointing races, but you know, he's trained very well since the Belmont and had plenty of time. So I'm looking forward to running him on Sunday.
This was a spot you guys pretty much had mapped out as soon as, even after the Kentucky Derby, you non-committal as far as the Belmont Stakes went, but Travers was a race you mentioned right away. What changed your mind before we get to the Haskell decision to run him in the Belmont Stakes?
You know, I felt that he came out of the Derby really well. I think for anybody that runs a well-liked horse in the Derby, if they run disappointingly, you just want to get it out of your system, and you don't even want to think about running again in the next few weeks. So my initial reaction was I just didn't want anything to do with the Triple Crown after that disappointing race. But when I saw how well he was doing, and you know, I saw the result of the Preakness, where a horse that would run against won it, I just felt, you know, you only get one shot to run in the classics, and he deserved to be in there if he was doing well, so that's what we do. I also felt that it wouldn't interfere with his preparation for the Haskell. We were going to have plenty of time to get over the Belmont race.
And save a win in the Belmont, yeah, you know, I'm sure you could not have been happier with his effort.
Yeah, I mean, it was a tough beat. I think the Belmont's always, for some reason, it's particularly tough. I don't know. It's just such a unique race, and I think turning for home, I really thought we had a shot to win it. So it was clearly a tough loss, but I was glad to see the horse redeem himself and run such a bang-up race.
Yeah, good second, beating just two lengths to Tap Rit. He didn't really get that much of a break. Got a few weeks, but right back on the work tab the beginning of July, and he's had four works since the Belmont Stakes in preparation for a race you guys have been targeting for a very long time. Of course, he's a New Jersey bred, owned by his breeder, Isabel de Tomaso. I'm sure this is a very important race for her to win.
Well, it is. I mean, she's certainly never put any pressure on me to run in this race, but I always knew this was a race she wanted to run in. And at one point, we actually joked about skipping the Derby and just pointing for the Haskell. You know, there's tremendous history with the family, with Monmouth, obviously, and I'm just excited for Isabel that we get a shot to participate on Sunday and, you know, hopefully have a good result.
While the Jim Dandy at Saratoga is the focal point, of course, of the Derby winner versus the Preakness winner, the narrative down at the Haskell, a wide-open bunch. And you've been bestowed the 5-2 morning line favorite from the rail. Were you a little surprised in this field of seven that he was made the morning line favorite?
You know, I think there's been just so much talk about this horse with the Jersey connections that I think there is a shot he'll go off favorite for perhaps that reason that he's I think he's going to have a lot of New Jerseyites behind him on Sunday, and that could be a reason that makes him favorite. But I will say, I mean, I think this race is a tremendous betting race. It's a really even group. It's kind of fascinating that the Derby winner and the Preakness winner have gone to Saratoga, and that's left, you know, the rest of us in a really good betting race in the Haskell, which is pretty exciting.
Field of seven. Three speeds inside, four closers, if you will, on the outside. You get stuck with the rail. What do you plan on telling Rajiv going into the race on Sunday?
I'm going to leave it up to him. I mean, it probably wouldn't have been my preference to draw the one. It just makes the decision-making a little trickier, I think. But look, Rajiv has ridden this horse plenty. He's ridden him very well. He knows him very well. So it's going to be his call how he wants to handle it.
All right, talking with trainer Graham Motion. He has Irish Warcry, the 5-2 morning line favorite for the Grade 1 Haskell Invitational this Sunday down at Monmouth. Graham, I know you're on the way up to the spa, busy day. We'll let you go really quickly, though. You have the morning line favorite in the Bowling Green on Saturday. It'll be part of our Saturday's at Saratoga coverage tomorrow with Ascend. How is he doing since his major upset of the Manhattan?
Yeah, he's done well. I mean, he's also had plenty of time, hopefully, to get over the Manhattan. We shipped him up to Saratoga a couple of days ago. He's a very cool horse, really nice horse to be around. It'll be interesting. You know, we're running a little further than he's run before, but I'd sure hope he'll be competitive tomorrow.
Is the Lasix coincidental, or do you think that's really helped him? He's a perfect 3-for-3 with it now.
Yeah, I mean, it would be hard to say that it hasn't helped him because clearly, you know, his performances have been very good with it. So, I mean, I've never considered him to be a bad bleeder. He did bleed a little bit before that start in Kentucky. And you know, Lasix helps most of them. So it's probably more than a coincidence. But, you know, also he's a horse that I think has really grown up. Arthur let me place him really conservatively last year, and I think that sort of built his confidence and, you know, enabled him to step up this year.
Graham, thank you for some time on a busy, busy weekend. Best of luck this weekend with Ascend and Irish Warcry in that Grade 1 Haskell Invitational. Thanks for some time today.
No trouble. Thank you.